D-Star moment. I got all the D-Star radios I need. I got two ID-5100s and one ID-51A, so I'm good there. Don't need any more. And then I got one DMR radio coming tomorrow. Anyway, that's that. And that'll probably be the only DMR radio I'll have. Yeah, I don't see the DMR repeater getting used. They may. I mean, who knows? Who knows who's here and has DMR or whatever, but, I mean, they can use it. I don't care. I have other ways into the system. It's not just the repeater. I have other means. I have an IP phone that's sitting here on my desk. I have a hotspot that's sitting over here in the corner. And then, of course, the repeater. So, and, oh, my phone. I can come in on the network phone stuff, so through the IX repeater system. So I have the phone access, too. Anyway, that's that. So, yeah, there's many ways to come in. So if DMR is tied up, for instance, it's not a big deal for me. But who knows? We'll see what happens. And I don't really care. If it's a legit person on DMR, hey, they can do whatever they want. And it will have to be legit because they're registered. So, anyway, that's all I got. I'm sticking to it. Yeah, analog is just a waste of time. I am going to add the analog to the repeater, but just for emergency purposes. So if internet dies up here, which I haven't had too many problems with, but if it does die up here, I will be able to switch the repeater over to analog if I have to, with the same PL tone, 94.8. AIA 7AT, KE6GV